Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Worst Firsts. I am so excited because I have one of my good girlfriends here, Miss Courtney Six.
Hello. Oh,
I got you an audience. I know, right?
Cute. Do you feel? I love that.
Is this giving you flashbacks of like pageantry day? Were you a pageantry girl?
I should have
girl?
This at home.
Yes, this is
just all day. I can
all day. Just when you feel when you accomplish one little thing, you just getting out of bed, getting a cup of coffee, doing your brushing your teeth.
I've I missed you. You're so.
I miss
funny.
You. I know. Look, hello.
Hi.
I'm so glad you came over. I know you've been, you know, all around, and you guys have been doing. Trying to get moving and doing all kinds of stuff, and you had the baby, and it's like, yeah. I can't believe she's going to be, what, 2 years old?
She's 18 months.
Oh, my God. So I can't do math, so that's a little over a year. I know that.
It's a year and a half.
A year and a half. Yeah. Hey.
Do the thing. Yay.
You can tell I didn't go to college.
Me either.
I can't
look
believe.
At us.
Is it crazy to you how quickly time flies? Because I feel like I was just at your baby shower.
Yeah. It's scary. It's so much, it's just, it's scary that it's going by so fast because we're only having, you know, Ruby.
I know.
We're not going to have any more.
Okay.
And aww. I know, but it's one and done. I but mean, you, she's amazing.
And you literally were the tiniest pregnant woman.
Thank you.
You were so, like, it was crazy. Like, I remember you were like 9 months and you were just so little and like, then you had the baby and you just went right back. Like, you're so lucky.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was lucky. I think I'm part of it's just because I'm super tall too. So the weight, I did gain about 50 pounds.
Did you?
Even maybe even a little more, but I stopped weighing myself.
Because you were like,
towards the end. Like,
yeah. What's the
for
point?
What point?
Yeah, yeah, you're pregnant. You're supposed to gain weight.
But they did. So it was probably the last, I don't know, 3 months,
yeah,
or maybe even 4 months that I just felt so heavy. And so I stopped weighing myself.
Yeah.
And then when we went to the hospital, I was, so normally I'm about 130.
Yeah.
And I was 190 something.
Oh,
I mean, it was shocking to hear that.
You really didn't even look at, and so I want to talk to you about, like, obviously I've never been pregnant. So what was, like, when you, was it an easy pregnancy or was it like?
It was.
You was good for you.
I
you
really,
didn't get sick.
No, I really lucked out. But we did IVF.
Hold your mic as close as you can. There
we did. Nikki and I did IVF. And because he had a vasectomy.
Right. So does Tommy.
And that was the hardest process. Not, okay. I mean, it went so smoothly. Mm. It couldn't have gone better. But just, you have to do all these hormone shots.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I mean,
what does that make you feel
times?
Like?
Like a crazy person.
Because I have high estrogen, like off the charts. So I have to take a progesterone supplement all month or I get really like neurotic, boobs are swollen, like crazy, right?
Yeah.
So you were taking what, estrogen?
Oh, my gosh.
What
did
they
give you?
The
list was so long.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't even tell you. But so there was two processes. So the first was, and luckily you never know until you go through this process.
Right.
If you're going to have an easy time, if it's going to be an uphill battle. Mm-hmm. And luckily it was so easy. But so the first part was taking the eggs out, my eggs out.
What is that like? They just go in with a big ice cream scoop. They're like, all right, spread them. Here we go, dead. It's like caviar. You're like, wow.
Wow. No, they put you, so you do injections.
Okay.
And everything. And so whatever you would normally make a month, it's kind of multiplied. And I would go back into, my doctor was in the city in Beverly Hills. So it was every other day driving back and forth because they have to monitor exactly what they're giving you and do ultrasounds every day. And so when they do the retrieval, they put you out, but it's not painful at all.
Okay.
And so that went really well, but my body was just, what the hell
is going on?
Yeah. What have you done to me?
Yeah.
And it was like an emotional roller coaster just with all the hormones and everything. And so we were planning right after they took them out to get pregnant right away. And so they basically take the eggs, they test them.
Yes.
And then they keep the highest quality ones, and then they fertilize them, test them again for about another week, and then they grade them.
Oh, wow. Right?
So AAA, AA. And it couldn't have gone better. Oh, so we had a bunch
to choose from.
And normally, you know, you just get a couple. Uh-huh. And we had a lot. And so, long story short, I was just so out of whack. And I thought, okay, the next part of the process, once they implant the embryo, uh-huh, or before they implant it, you have to go through a whole other, you know, 2 months, 3 months of hormones, and it's a different set of
hormones. Oh, hell no. Yeah. I'm like, how did you do this?
Barely.
God, so, I would have literally, Tommy would have threw me out the window because I'm already insane and I have to already take hormone supplements.
You would have been a mess.
I'm like this.
A hot mess.
I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have been able to do it.
I didn't feel like I could either. So
but
we ended
so
up.
You're so normal. So it's like you probably just got to my level and then mine.
So we ended up putting them on ice for a year. Because I thought I can't do it. I'm going to go crazy.
I would have.
Yeah. And, but so anyways, the pregnancy, I think God really blessed me that it was very strenuous leading up to it. And so I had a really easy time.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get sick at all.
Nothing.
The only thing I had towards the end was, bad, was acid reflux.
So really?
It was
just I've heard about that.
Popping Tums.
Yeah.
Like Skittles.
What about peeing all the time, right? Because that's what they say. It's like pressure
it's on
your
bladder.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. God bless you.
Thanks.
I mean, I couldn't have done it. You're a warrior. I mean, you truly are.
Me and everyone that's had a baby.
Everyone's had a baby and people that have done the IVF because on TikTok, there's like IVF TikTok. I mean, I don't know if you're on TikTok. I'm on TikTok.
No, but
obviously.
You need to show me.
There's a whole group of people. If you look up hashtag IVF, if anyone who's listening to this is doing IVF, there's like, it's a struggle. And there's women on there that are like telling how they're like, it's so hard for them and the hormones and it's emotional.
Well, just imagine. So for me that it went so, I mean, it was so easy in the sense that it was so successful.
Yes.
The entire time.
That's another thing. They
but
say
when it's
they,
not.
Then you have to start all over again.
So we have a friend, and it's a friend of Nikki's. Uh-huh. And he and his wife had tried for years and years.
Yeah.
And they ended up with, I think, I don't know how many at first, but kept implanting the embryos, and it just wasn't taking. And so they had two left. They spent a fortune. I mean, over $1 million easily. Yeah. And it just wasn't happening. So they decided to adopt.
Oh, good.
They adopted, two boys.
Aww.
Amazing.
Aww.
The doctor calls and says, what do you want to do with these two embryos? Because, you know, you're just storing them every year. And, okay, well, we may as well just try again. It's not going to work. Twins.
Stop. See, that's another thing. Four.
And four, and the two children they adopted were babies.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah.
There was
they have four under three or something.
There was a lady, so you just triggered my memory. There was because I'm always looking at all random things, IVF on TikTok. She said her and her husband had tried for years, couldn't get pregnant, spent, you know, millions of dollars, gave it one last try, and she had five.
Oh.
And she was in the TikTok with her belly out to here with five babies. Like, oh my God. It's kind of like amazing. Isn't
it is.
It?
It is amazing. It really is. And for me, most people that go through IVF, it is so expensive.
So,
and they've
generally
had a hard time getting pregnant naturally. So Nikki and I were kind of a rarity.
Yeah.
And so they generally put in at least two embryos or three, and in the hopes that just one will stick. So
you guys are lucky.
Yeah, they just put Ruby in, and
that was it. And that was Ruby.
That was it.
And she's like, I'm here. I'm dancing. She's amazing.
She has so much rhythm.
She's a happy girl.
Way more than I do.
Aww, she's so it's so like happy. How is it like being a mom? Is it like the best? Yeah,
the best. It's. It's so Nikki has four kids.
Yes.
And when we met, when we first met, I just turned 25.
Wow.
And kind of had second thoughts, not about him, but just, I don't know.
It's a lot of kids.
Yeah. And they're amazing. But just that was a new experience.
And they were young at the time too.
Yeah. The the youngest, Frankie, was 9.
Right.
And there was a lot of things just that I guess I would like discipline, with Nikki's not the strictest parent.
Right. Neither is Tommy. Dead.
And just my upbringing, there were some things that I couldn't wrap my head around.
Right.
And, I'd get into it and with Nikki and we'd argue about things. And it's so crazy now being on the other side of it and being a parent.
And you see the love for your child.
Yeah.
Child so much.
It's just so different than a love. Not more. It's just such a different love than you have for a spouse or a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And with Ruby, it's just every day is so amazing. And I've found that things that I would focus on before, or like getting in a fight with a girlfriend, or over stupid stuff.
Yes,
stuff that would get under my skin. Now it just doesn't, because I don't want to. I want to spend my energy with her.
Mm-hmm. And the bigger picture kind of, right? Because like the miracle of life is opens your eyes. Like you created a human
being. And all of a
sudden
you're living for someone else.
Yes.
Before yourself. So there's a big shift that happens.
See, I can't imagine doing that. And that's why I'll have dogs. Yeah. I'm amazed by mothers everywhere, even my friends that have had babies. And, I see you guys change, which is so cool to be friends with you and then see after you have the child how much you change. And it's like you just become these, like, warm, maternal,
it's true.
Like, loving. I mean, I've seen it with every single one of my girlfriends who's had a baby. It's like you become
mommies. It turned me into, which
mommies.
I've
you
always
become
thought
mommies.
I was a nice
person. Yeah.
But just a way better version of myself.
Yeah.
For sure.
I know. And I see that. And it's like, because it's just so much.
You're like, I don't see that.
No, I do see that for you. 100%. I see it for everybody. My other girlfriend, Jackie, I see this big change, and it's so cool to be like the outsider and see your friends. Like, it's just you become this warm
mommy
figure. Yeah. And I'm like, it's so crazy that's a natural thing that happens when you have a baby. And that's so cool. I just live vicariously through you guys, but that's amazing. So, so now we got Ruby. She's 18 months, got
dancing
your hands
up a storm.
Full. Mm-hmm. And the whole time that you were pregnant, you were working on Bouquet Box for the last.
Since before I was pregnant.
Since I remember, because I remember it's been years, and I remember going in your office like 3 or 4 years ago and seeing all your drawings, and you had all these ideas, and you're like, oh, I'm working on this thing. And I remember being like, what is it? Like, tell me about it. You're like, I can't tell you yet. I can't tell you yet. And
then
like
three
years later, I'm like, finally, I get
it. What's happening?
No, I'm so happy for you, because, you love DIY. You love flowers. Your house always looks amazing. I mean, if people could ever do like if they bring Cribs back and they could do like a tour,
that was a sweet show.
It was
Tommy
so sweet
was on that
like
show.
Bring the show back. It was so rad. MTV got rid of all the good
I
shows.
Remember watching
Tommy's
with his house in Malibu.
Yes.
And I don't know, probably in middle school or something.
Same,
and I thought,
right,
wow. I just all I remember was there was a really cool Starbucks
in the
machine.
House. Yeah, we still
like
have it
this,
downstairs.
This really cool Starbucks machine. I thought I need one.
And he had like that big purple room with the big like playpen. That house burned down to the ground.
And the fires.
Yeah. So sad. We went over there. So I want to talk about, I just got mine in the mail. I want to show everybody.
So what did you think?
First of all, the box. For the people that are listening, I'm just going to describe it to you. It's like this gorgeous like cream color box with flowers on the outside. And it says Bouquet Box. And then when you open it, this was so pretty. The the wax seal with Thanks. The okay. So then there's
so
like
I a, did. I just have to brag for one if you can see it, deck guys. Because I'm not the best at Photoshop.
Oh, I love
but
it.
I did all of these.
You did all the
flowers.
Graphic designing. Mm-hmm. Wow!
All the flowers for the box, and then for the tissue paper too.
This is
and
gorgeous.
All the cards.
This is gorgeous.
I'm proud of myself.
I'm so proud of you. And so this is so cool. So then it comes and you get your little intro. There was like an intro note, which is right here. And it talks about the story of Bouquet Box. And it has a picture of Courtney.
At four
years old with flowers. Yeah. And she's a California girl, grew up in LA. And then you open the box and it's kind of like, and I'm only going to compare it because this is what you compared it to, is it's like essentially like a Blue Apron or a HelloFresh for flowers.
That's exactly right.
So there's nothing like it right now. There's absolutely nothing. This is the only thing you can do where you go online, you order your bouquet box, which is bouquetbox.com, right?
Yeah, you're good.
And you get this is your like intro box. So you get all the tools that you need. So it includes this vase, which has a grid on top. And so when you order flowers from a florist, they usually put tape in these sort of grid patterns to hold the flowers in the way that they need to be held. And so this vase is washable, the grid is washable. And so every month, if you want, or annually, right?
Seasonally.
So it's either every month or seasonally.
Every month, seasonally. Uh-huh. So four times a year.
Uh-huh.
You can pick different packages depending on what works for you and your lifestyle. Or you could just try it out if you don't want to commit.
A one-time thing.
Yeah, just for an individual
arrangement.
But the welcome box is complimentary.
Yes.
With each arrangement because it's a do-it-yourself floral experience. So we've provided all the tools, the vase, to make it very simple.
And so this is what happens. So you have then you have this satin bag, and in the bag you have, Courtney designed this. This is a
stem stripper.
And so you would take this and you would wrap it around like the end of a rose, you know, or something with thorns or something that you need to get rid of the leaves and pull it down, and it'll pull it all off without you getting hurt. So that's great.
Or tearing up your fingers.
I can't
tell you how many times I've...
I know.
Cut my
I mean,
fingers
same.
On thorns.
I half the time when you even buy flowers at the store, they don't take the thorns off and you're just stabbing yourself. So this is a great tool to have whether you're constantly renewing your subscription or not. This is good to have. And then you have your cutting shears so that you can trim the stems of the flowers. And so that comes in your satin bag and everything's organized. And then you have your ruler. And basically what's going to happen is when you get your flowers, it's going to come with like HelloFresh a la kind of menu where it says, okay, here's what's in your flower box. And you're going to measure the flowers for each, you know, measurement that they say using your ruler. And then how cool is this? This is when the grid comes in handy. It's literally foolproof. It has numbers to show you, okay, so these flowers go in, you know, compartment one, these flowers go in compartment two, and there's a picture and it shows you exactly what you need to do. And then you create your own beautiful bouquet that you can have a fresh one every month, or you can have it annually, or you can have it one time if you just want to do it. But what I love about this is that...
You did a great job.
Thanks. But this is what I love about it because... I love that it's inclusive with families because, first of all, everyone's bored right now.
I know it.
Everyone has nothing to do. So there's families sitting at home going, like, I have my finger in my ass and, like, I don't know what to do. How many Netflix shows can I watch? And then this is great because it's a project.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, there's something special about doing something yourself as opposed to just going, oh, okay, I'm just going to go buy this. And
really? So on each menu card that you were so eloquently describing.
Thanks.
So we have step-by-step photo instructions.
Right.
And then there's a QR code that you can watch a video of me walking you through how to put the arrangement together. Yeah. So you can't mess it up.
Okay.
Really. And so when we were filming the videos, it was the first time since Mark's Garden.
Right.
It's my favorite florist in the world. Mm-hmm. Designed the collection and we shot it all and I loved it. But when we filmed the videos, it was the first time that I had deconstructed each arrangement,
mm-hmm.
you know, made all of the kind of made instructions for myself and doing the video was the first time really I'd put it back together.
Uh-huh.
Hoping that everything would work right. And I felt like it would. But it was so fulfilling and exciting for me to actually just take off my hat of, you know, floral arranging, mm-hmm. which I definitely know what I'm doing and it's easy for me, but I've worked a long time to know what to do. But just being able to follow the instructions and not put my Courtney spin on it.
Right.
Just follow the instructions step by step and watching these killer arrangements come to life was like, it gave me the chills.
And this isn't so fun. And this isn't like, you know, you go to the grocery store and you can buy like those pre-made arrangements. Like these are lush, full. I mean, when you're getting the flowers for this, you're getting a lot of flowers. This isn't like, oh, you get like five flowers.
It's about 40 to 50.
So your arrangement's going to be lush.
And all of our roses are from Ecuador.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that makes a big difference.
How do you even find them?
Normally at the grocery.
You're like, hello, Ecuador.
Basically.
How do they get here and stay alive? So I'm always wondering that.
So I'm actually going to Miami tomorrow to make sure. So we launched February 1st.
Uh-huh.
And so I want to make sure all of our orders are, you know, everything's put together perfectly.
Right.
So we have a distributor.
Okay.
And they're out of Miami and most are.
Uh-huh.
And so there are certain farms that we picked, eco-friendly farms mm-hmm. in Ecuador and then Colombia. Most hydrangeas come from Colombia anemones. But the roses, we had to have them from Ecuador.
Wow.
Because that's just they're the best. And normally when you go to the grocery store, what you see for the most part is Colombian roses, which are still very pretty.
Right.
But there's just a big difference between the two regions. And so we wanted to do Ecuadorian roses. And the first thing I discovered, which I couldn't believe I didn't know since I work with flowers all the time, is when you go to a grocery store, even sometimes a florist, you're getting your flowers at about day 11 to 12, 13, 11 to 13 days into their lifespan.
I was always wondering, like, why do they last like 3 seconds? Yeah. Like you literally put them in and then.
So because they have to come from in America, mainly they're from South America, in Europe, Israel and Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're coming from the farm. So they have to come through customs, right? Oh, and then be distributed and then generally go to a different fulfillment facility and then get trucked to the store. So it just takes a minute to get them there. Hence, they don't last quite as long. Yeah. So with Bouquet Box, we've ordered straight from our farm. They come in through Miami. And because there's all these different so most mix arrangements that you see at a grocery store, it's coming from one farm. So that's what they grow and they put it in a mixed bouquet.
Yeah.
So with Bouquet Box, we've curated flowers from different farms because that's what we need in our designs.
Right.
And so they come into Miami and then that day, so that's what I'm so excited to go and watch them do it. They put everything together in your bouquet box and then it's overnight shipping. So you're getting your flowers around day 5 to 6
as
of their lifespan.
Day 11.
Yeah. So really they last about 10 days.
That's
as opposed
great.
To like normally it's, I mean, for me when I go to the store 4-5 days. So
and what's
I'm
some
excited
tips
about that.
Like to make flowers last longer? Like I know the hydrangea thing when you can like either dunk them right under
in cold water
or you can fill
spray them
or fill the jar with really hot water because it melts the sap on the bottom. Just trim the bottom, put them in, they'll refresh.
So with hydrangeas, anyone that's ever bought hydrangeas, they're so beautiful and they're in a lot of our arrangements.
But
they're, you know, retail at a grocery store, they're pretty expensive.
They are, yeah.
And they can be tricky.
Yeah.
So the most important thing with all flowers really is trimming them. And there's a care instruction card. Uh-huh. So you'll see when you get your box this month and it gives you all the tips for how to care for them before you even start arranging. So they've been out of water for a couple days now.
Yeah.
Probably 4 days. So you need to trim off about an inch and a half, and put them in water. Put your floral food. Uh-huh. Well, we do that when you do the actual arrangement, but uh-huh. you have to really rehydrate them
right.
before you put them in your arrangement. And another thing that I never knew this until we were working with our distributor is when you get your flowers, it's best, especially with roses, to leave them in the wrapping that they come in. So you trim them in the wrapping
okay,
and put them in cold water for a few hours. And it helps them really keep their shape because there's a little point in time when they hit the water that they go into shock.
They
have a life of their own.
Right.
Right. So they can start bending and doing things. And then you could end up with hopefully not with ours because
right,
the quality is so great, but that's a good tip just to yeah. leave the plastic wrap until they've been in water for a couple hours.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the biggest thing is really just changing out your water.
Yeah, I do know like that. I do notice
every
that.
Every 2 days.
I do notice that. I know a lot of people are like, oh, my flowers don't last. I'm like, well, like imagine sitting in sewage. You're just going to leave it for fucking 10 days. Like I change my water for not only the animals, the flowers every day. I change my flower water every day.
Yeah.
And I notice they last so long if you do that.
Yeah, and what's nice about like you were showing the grid on yeah. top of our vase is you can really kind of,
yeah,
you can just hang on to it.
Yeah.
Right. And it's really easy.
Easy to just drain
your
it.
Your flowers will stay in
and then
place.
Fill it back up. You can literally set this in the sink and fill, you know, after you dump
exactly.
it out and fill the water right back up. And then when you're done and you get, you know, this comes right off, you're done with your arrangement for that month or that time that you're using it and you just dishwash it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're good to go when your next one comes and
you're
you can do it
go.
With your daughter or your son or whoever like loves flowers. My husband loves
I know,
flowers.
I'm so excited to see the two of you.
I'm not going to even get to do this. He's going to get it and he's going to, I'm going to wake up and he's going to have done
I'll,
it. Cause
I'll
he's
have to send you another one.
Mr. Green Thumb.
No, I just saw.
Tommy has like 15 bonsai trees outside. Like
and they have names.
Mr. Liagi is what I call him.
Liagi.
Dead. Do we die?
That's
he's
funny.
Mr. Liagi. So if you guys are interested in Bouquet Box, that's just bouquetbox.com. And they have different plans. So obviously different pricing if you're interested in, you know, one time or you're interested in a full year or you're interested in seasonally, the prices range. And then obviously, you know, the more you want to do it, the lower, the more, you know, better the prices, you know, the more you buy, the better the prices, just like with everything. So make sure to go check that out.
Yeah,
I'm so
check it out.
So excited
Thank
for
you.
You, dude. Oh my God. So you're going to Miami.
It's like
tomorrow?
Having a second baby, you know?
I mean, I just remember you have been, I just remember going over your house and you've always in your house. First of all, every time you always walk in, there's a giant flower arrangement on your front table. Always.
Yeah,
there's
poor Nikki,
flower
our
arrangements
kitchen,
everywhere.
It's like a floor. Like a
Yo,
floral
no, I remember
studio.
Every time I come into your house, it's like, and every dinner party you've ever had, you have like the most amazing, you've always had flowers
well,
everywhere.
This is, thank you. I love flowers.
They make
right?
you happy.
It's my favorite thing
yeah.
to do. And when I, so you mentioned Blue Apron.
Yeah.
When a girlfriend of mine turned me on to it probably 3 years ago or so. And I remember the first dish I made was a Thai dish. Mm-hmm. And I'm a good cook, but really kind of more for special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I cook pretty simple
right.
dishes. Good, but
yeah.
just a fish, steak,
right.
veggies. And so I was so impressed with myself that I made
I did
a Thai
it.
Dish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
I would never have thought I could do that. And I
right.
thought, this is so cool that all the ingredients came. They were the right amounts. I didn't have to go to the store and spend $200 to make a Thai dish and buy curry powder and this and that. And it just hit me.
You
I need
like
to do this with
flowers. Yeah.
yeah.
That's so cool.
Thanks.
And it's so great because like you said, the pros are, you know, it lasts longer. You know, it's fun to do and you feel good. You know, it gives yeah. you something to do.
It's
you
fun
can
activity.
Photograph it, you know, tag Bouquet Box, tag Courtney. She would love, I'm sure, to see. You'd love to
see.
Oh
my gosh. It's so, yeah.
That's so cool.
It's so fun.
I love that.
Yeah, so I can't wait.
So you guys, I want to see it tomorrow when you go to the factories and see all your flowers coming in. It's always so crazy to me. Like, I never understand how things work because I'm like, okay, so the flowers get a plane ticket. That's expensive. I'm like, how is anybody making any money? Like, I got to ship all these flowers.
And right
they
now,
private, they get their own private plane. Like, it's crazy. Well,
so it's really interesting. There's a separate FedEx program for South America.
Okay.
I mean, totally
I'm
different.
I'm like, how does that work?
Different part of the company.
Right.
And so all of their planes are refrigerated.
Oh, cool.
So it's only flowers.
Oh, wow.
On these FedEx planes. And then when they land in Miami, they're in refrigerated trucks.
Yeah.
FedEx.
Yeah.
And then when they go to the fulfillment, the warehouse, it's refrigerated.
Yeah.
So I'm dressing warm.
This must be like millions of flowers.
Yeah.
Because you think about how much fuel is and flying from, you know, a private plane from or any plane from Ecuador to Miami. Like, what is that? Like,
well,
a 2-hour flight?
You know,
3-hour flight?
I think most people can say flowers can get very expensive.
Yeah.
And so we've really tried to keep the price point
reasonable.
They would retail around $250
yeah.
for these arrangements from Mark's Garden.
Right.
So they start at $99.
Right.
The profit's not as high as you would think
right.
in flowers.
Right.
Because it's just costly to
Well, you have
get
a lot of
here.
Overhead. You know, too, it's like you got to pay for the flowers to come there. You got to pay for the flowers from the people there. Then you got to pay the people in the factory to put all the boxes together. Then you got to pay for the boxes. You got to pay for the tools. You got to pay for the tools coming from the factory. Like, it's like a lot of work.
It is.
I would be very stressed out.
It's wonderful.
But I'm so glad that you were able to do
thanks.
It. I'm so proud of you.
I love you.
Okay, guys. So you know about, I just wanted to, we wanted to talk
everyone
about
everyone knows
that.
About Bouquet
we're
Box.
We're going to share, we wanted to give you a first scoop on Bouquet Box on Worst First. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Miss Courtney Six on Worst First.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, we're back.
Oh,
okay.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I want to talk about you because you grew up in LA, Toluca Lake, and Utah.
And Utah.
Okay, so how long did you live in Toluca Lake?
So I was born in Santa Monica.
Okay.
And we moved to Toluca Lake. My parents divorced when I was 3. So I don't even remember them together. And my mom and I moved to Toluca Lake when I must have been 4.
Okay.
Yeah, going into kindergarten. And she got remarried at 10. I was 10.
When you were 10, okay.
Yeah. And he lived in Salt Lake City.
Okay.
So we moved there.
When you were 10. So you lived in Toluca Lake till 10, moved to Salt Lake City. Okay.
And my elementary school was right off Laurel Canyon.
So
I always drive past it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. It's crazy how it feels so big when you're that little, and now it's
You drive by and it's like this big. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, right? The chairs are so small. That's the weird thing. When you go back into your mom at elementary school and the chairs are this big.
I thought it would be so fun to take Nikki and go walk around, but also I thought that's kind of If I was a parent, I wouldn't want just walking around random adults at the elementary school.
Especially Nikki. They're like I'm going to call the cops. There's a guy with tattoos and piercing.
Crazy.
Walking around children at the elementary school. Okay, so I'm dead.
Right. So I don't think we'll be, you know, doing drive by. And I just always point it out every time. He's like, I know.
I love that.
That's your elementary school. I know.
And then so then you went to Utah when you were 10. And did you like Utah? Like, did you like growing up in Utah?
Yeah, so I was there 6th, 7th, 8th grade.
Okay.
And I did. It was so my mom's from Utah.
Yes.
So we have a lot of friends and family there. And for me, it was really fun just growing up in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Just such a different world and being able to be in the snow. And I grew up skiing, so that was really fun to be able to ski a lot because normally it was just a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I loved walking to school.
Yeah.
That was such a big deal
for
me. You
walked to school? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And people were nice?
Yeah.
It was a nice, you had a good high school experience and everything?
Middle school.
Middle school. Okay.
But yeah.
Where did you end up going to high school?
So we moved going into my freshman year to South Orange County.
Okay. So you moved back to California. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's where I went to high school.
And how were people there?
Great. I loved
really?
It. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm like, don't relate. I had like the worst high school experience. You're like, everyone loved me. I was popular. I had friends. I had boyfriends. I'm like, oh, really? What's that like? My jaw was wired shut. My face was, love that for you. No, that's great. Glad you had a good high school experience.
Is it really wired shut?
It was wired shut. Yeah. So
well, you blossomed after high school.
Dead. I already have a huge chin. We have lots of injections too. I already have a huge chin and my chin was even bigger. My bottom teeth had grown in front of my top teeth, so I looked like a bulldog. Oh, no. So they had to break my jaw, Kanye West style, pull my jaw back. It's called TMJ surgery because my jaw would click and like unhinge and then pull my jaw back. And so for three.
Did you have one of those?
Oh, not on the outside, on the inside. My teeth were wired shut and there's like plates in my face. And so it was.
I'm not laughing.
It was horrible. No, you horrible. Can laugh. It was horrible. Worst part was every day I had to put like iodine around my mouth so I didn't get infections. So it looked like I was eating shit. I was just like, hey, gosh, does anyone want to go to the prom with me? And I couldn't talk. And I like brown ring, a brown ring around my mouth. So, hey, gosh, you didn't relate to that. That wasn't your high school experience. Well, good for you.
Oh, my God.
It was the worst. Anyway, so you had a great high school experience in Orange County. Just tan, surfing, skinny, tall. Perfect.
I did try surfing multiple times.
Didn't work out.
Upper body strain. Yeah. So it was a disaster.
But we're also 100 pounds. I've seen pictures of you even from when you and Nikki started dating. You were like an actual skeleton.
I was teeny.
I mean, you're still so thin, but you were
an actual
skeleton.
Being this weight. So like so much more. But
how so that
I
was
could
just
never
you,
really
though.
Put on weight.
Yeah. That was just you. And so then
but I hated it when I was, especially in middle school.
Because
so
you
were
tall.
So that was the only thing in Utah that sucked.
You put the tall in Utah.
Yeah. And I was so.
Damn, girl, Utah. Dead. So
oh,
bad.
Yeah. I just got that. Okay.
Dead. So wait, so you, were you taller than everyone?
Yeah.
And the guys?
Well, so I'm 5'11". And so, yeah, I was just, you know, of course I was taller than the boys
right,
in middle school.
Right.
They're this big.
The boys
and their
putrid.
Backpacks
yeah.
are bigger than they are.
They were putrid.
But yeah, because I was so tall, it's like I was just so skinny.
Yeah.
And I remember I was walking home from school and this boy and I had a crush on him.
Aww.
And he threw an apple at me.
What the fuck?
I know. It was so
ew.
Sad.
And
it
you
was
were
so
skinny.
Sad.
It broke your arm.
Almost.
Ah, your arm just broke.
Almost.
Where did it hit you?
I don't remember.
Oh my God. Ew. Out of the bus or just he was
no,
next
he was
to-
on a bike. Yeah. It was like a couple of boys and a couple of girls. And I went home with my mom. Saw red, just like I would, right? And so she got a hold of his mom, and his mom was so sweet.
Yeah.
And she was horrified.
Aww.
And so then I was horrified because
you were like,
came
the guy.
Over.
You're like, don't call his mom. I like him, even though he threw an apple
so
at me. Now I like him more.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right?
Now I like him
bad
more
boy.
Than he threw an apple at me. Yeah. Dad, what's wrong with us? I can't. So
he comes over with his mom.
Oh, boy.
And I'll never forget, I opened the door, and he had a skit planned out.
Yeah.
So he goes, I can't believe I remembered this at 10 or 11, but I'm sorry. I was trying to act like a big hunk, and he gave me a big hunk candy bar. But really, I was being a nerd, and he gave me nerds. I mean, it was cute. I was so excited.
Wow. When's the little kiss coming? Dad. That's cute, though. Yeah. I wonder if he thought of that himself or if his mom thought of that.
For sure his mom.
Did you forgive him?
Yeah.
But
I don't know that he ever liked me.
Did you ever end up
dating?
I think
my mom said, oh, he just has a crush on you. Yeah, I don't know. I think he just wanted to throw an apple.
It is weird, though, how when you were younger, boys would be mean to you. And then they'd be like, oh, like they'd pull your hair. Or they'd tease you because they liked you, push you. They did do that. So how old were you when you had your first boyfriend?
So eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
I think it was eighth grade. I wasn't allowed to date till I was 16.
Okay.
And then I could group date.
Okay. Group date?
Group date. Yeah. I mean, I hated it.
So to go with like seven people?
Like four, like two couples or more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But God bless my mom for, you know, the more people that are there, the chances get slimmer that something bad's going to happen.
Right.
But, oh my gosh, I was so upset with her in high school that I couldn't date. But that's another story.
Right.
So, yeah, eighth grade, that was my first boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And so we're about the same age. We're a year apart. Yeah, we're exactly a year apart. Same birthday.
We have the same birthday.
Isn't that crazy?
Guys, hello.
Virgo.
Twilight Zone, Virgo power. Love that shit.
So it was going out. You were going out with someone.
Right.
Is it the same thing?
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my mom would go, well, where are you?
Going.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
No,
no, mom, we're just going out.
Anywhere. Yeah. We're going out. I know, but what? Where are you? Am I taking you
That's
somewhere?
That's like an What's SNL happening? Skit.
No, but we're going out.
Where are you going?
You're so
out.
Lame.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
So we were going out. His name was Alex Malevich. I remember
his
name.
Was he Jewish?
No, he was, he looked like he would be from, I don't know, like, that he had some Norwegian.
Oh.
He was of Norwegian descent. He was white, blonde hair, blue eyes, really cute. Yeah. A bowl cut.
Dad, everyone had the bowl cut.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Everyone had a bowl cut.
Yeah. So cool. So, and actually, I asked him out.
You did. I did. Good for you.
So notes were a big deal.
Yeah, notes
were
huge.
We were in school because no one had a phone.
Yep.
And so in the hall, you'd pass notes and in class, and my girlfriends, like, we would really take our time with these notes, and we would do the gel. Remember the gel?
The color gels, yes, and just make them look so dope.
I mean, just doing the name.
Yeah.
That would be like a half hour, you know?
Alex.
Flowers everywhere. And, oh, my gosh. But that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And so we kind of had the same friends, and I think they kind of hinted to him that I liked him.
Oh, my God.
And that I wanted to ask him out. And I don't know. I didn't write him a note. He wrote me a note.
Okay.
In class. It was an English class.
Oh,
and it just said yes on it. And I was like, so excited. Pretty ballsy to ask someone out. Yeah. And so we were going out. We'd talk on the phone.
Yeah.
And I remember it was maybe a couple days into it. And I was trying to plan with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I really want to hold his hand.
Yeah. Aww.
And so, okay, should I just like... casually be walking down the hall past his locker and then kind of bump into him and then like slip my hand in his and oh my gosh.
This was eighth grade?
Eighth grade.
My God, the eighth grade girls now? In my school were giving each other blowjobs.
Really?
Hell yeah. Like I remember being traumatized by
but
it
this
too.
This was also Utah.
Yeah, and you were in your Mormon. So that was a big deal, the hand holding. That's like basically first base, right? For
it was for me. And we never even held hands.
I know.
Like, my plan didn't work at all.
It didn't?
And we never kissed.
Oh.
Yeah. It was
just a lot
very
of phone,
innocent.
Phone talking.
A lot of talking on the
Love
phone.
Love that.
Yeah.
Did you wear the Mormon garb? Did you wear, don't they wear, like, a bonnet or, like, certain
no.
clothes? Am I totally wrong? Do I not know what I'm talking about?
Amish.
Am I talking about Quakers? What am I talking about?
I think that's the Amish.
So, Mormon people don't, they just wear regular clothes.
Yeah.
So,
I would say, for example, So my school in Salt Lake, I don't know that it still is, yeah. But at that point, at least over 50% of the community was LDS,
okay.
Mormon.
What does LDS stand for?
It's Latter-day Saint. So it's Church the Mormon Church Saints. It's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay.
And because you were asking it, and Tommy were asking about this earlier. Essentially, the church is set up how when Christ was on the earth, how he set his church up. So now there's a prophet.
Yes.
And so Christ had his 12 disciples. Uh-huh. There's the Mormon Church has a prophet. And then there's the Quorum of the 12, which it's essentially kind of the same thing. And that's how how it's been set up is to kind of mirror how it was.
Okay.
And so that's why it's called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay.
It's the restored gospel.
Oh.
It's what the Mormon religion.
And you went to church every Sunday, or was there church in school?
Both, yeah.
Both.
Mm-hmm. So I went every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Went every Sunday. And then in high school, it's called seminary.
Okay.
So in in Utah, because there is such a big community, you have a choice of taking seminary rather than one of your electives.
Okay.
So it's built in your schedule.
Okay.
And next to the middle schools and the high schools, there's a church
nearby.
So if you chose to do seminary rather than an art class or, you know, a language or something, you would just walk for that period that you had to the church building.
Wow.
But it starts in ninth grade. So I didn't do it in Utah, but I did do it in high school for 4 years.
In California.
Yeah. In Orange County. So I think probably Utah and Idaho may be the only states that you can do it as, you know, in school.
Right.
So for me, it was early morning seminary. Yeah. And I'm not.
How early are we talking
here?
Not a
morning person. It started at, I want to say 6:45.
What the hell?
Yeah.
My Lord, my Lord. Jesus isn't even awake yet. Jesus is like, what are y'all talking to me this early for? I'm trying to sleep. Oh my God.
I know. It was early. And so I would do that 5 days a week and then go to school.
Oh my God.
After.
Oh, hell no.
And then my junior year, I really was so over. I think everyone is by that point. So over school that I wanted to take a zero period.
Yeah.
So I could get off because we have block schedule.
Right.
You probably did too. Yeah. So I wanted to have 2 days a week where I didn't have to go to a fifth period.
Right.
So I could leave with my friends at lunch and go to the beach and
chill.
Whatever. So I started taking a zero period 5 days a week, but that meant my mom's like, yeah, that's nice, but now you're going to do early morning seminary. Which was at like 5:50.
What the heck? Ew.
It was rough. It was rough.
I don't know how you did that. Did you go to bed at like 8 p.m.?
No, I didn't. And of course, in high school, like I really shouldn't have worn a lot of makeup because I sucked at it.
It's dead. I know. But
I spent like a good hour. You know,
same. And I looked horrible.
Yeah.
I looked like Mimi from Drew Carey with the blue eyeshadow. Like horrible.
I had like an aqua green.
Oh, yeah.
And I would mix it with. So I do the black liner.
Nightmare. Yeah.
Rim my eyes. And my mom would say, you're not allowed to rim your eyes. So I'd do it at school in the bathroom. Oh my God. Looks hard. It looks like harsh.
Yeah.
Well, she was right. It looked like crap. So I would do that. And then it was a MAC. It was called Surreal.
Oh,
that was
my
the name.
God.
It was like this aqua turquoise metallic.
Oh, my God.
Crazy color. And so I would dip I thought I was a makeup artist. So dip my eyeshadow brush in water and put it in the powder. And then I would do that like on top of the black and kind of around it. It was a whole thing.
Oh my God.
And they had, I know you have to remember this, at like the kiosks at different malls, they would have those loose shimmer eyeshadows.
Oh, you remember these? And they were glitter.
Like clear little.
Yeah, with the clear like bottom stacked. Part. And and you can get all different colors. So
every color.
Oh my God, Dad.
Well, they're all fabulous.
Yeah.
So I have to put all of them on.
At
obviously.
Once.
Obviously. And I was
covered in glitter.
Coyote Ugly. just came out.
Oh my God, Coyote Ugly was the jam. If you guys who are listening to this haven't seen Coyote Ugly, if you're too young, you just need to watch it right now. It's such a good movie.
It's so good.
It holds up.
So that's kind of when my DIY skills started.
DIY makeup.
I went and got a stud.
A stud.
What's it even? A bedazzler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that was the cool thing was any
jacket with like studs on it. Yeah.
Bedazzle it.
Yeah.
And then it looked like
cool.
You're Britney Spears.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you're in Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just the more, and then we had glitter gel.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's what Britney Spears did. Yeah.
We love
butterfly,
we
were, butterfly clips, glitter gel.
We were the Hit Me Baby everywhere. One More Time generation. We were right when that album came out. And like Spice Girls.
Oh.
Dude, yeah. All of it.
My dad's so funny. My dad's hilarious. So I would always listen to the Spice Girls. But that was more, I guess, middle school.
Yeah, middle school.
He always said, my favorite Skanky Spice.
Skanky Spice. There's like, not even Skanky
like,
Spice.
I think it's Scary Spice or scary Sporty Spice.
Or Sporty Spice.
No,
yeah.
Skanky Spice.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Love that.
I know.
And your parents, your dad has worked in the entertainment industry.
Yes, he was. Now he's doing more art directing.
Right.
But he was a set designer for years.
For
so
years.
That was so fun.
You got to go
My
to shows?
Dad's the best.
Yeah. What shows did you go to?
Well, he did more theatrical.
Okay.
So a lot of plays. And then, let's see. When I was younger, it was cool because he was working for Fox.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, all their award shows and stuff like that he would do. So I'd get to go. And I'll never forget his girlfriend at the time was one of the heads of, I think, Fox Kids or something. So 90210 was on
Fox. Oh, my God. And we all loved.
Yeah. Dylan. Luke Perry.
Poor Luke Perry.
So sad.
Loved him. I had a Luke Perry doll.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. I used to undress that thing. And I was like, where's the penis? I'm really disappointed. Anyway, keep going. So 90210.
Yeah. So I was obsessed with him.
It's huge.
I remember she brought over a poster that was signed by the cast. And now it didn't occur to me that I hadn't met Luke Perry.
Yeah.
And so he said, to Courtney, what a babe. And I go, oh, he has a crush on me. Yeah.
You're like, Luke Perry, chill. I'm 16.
No, I
bro,
was like
dead. You loved
nine.
It. Nine, dead.
Eight. I mean, we were young when
you,
that
And then
was
you
out.
Went to school and you're like, I'm dating Luke Perry.
Basically.
I mean, so you guys can hate all you want, but I got the proof. It says, Courtney, what a babe. I mean, I don't know what else I need to show you. He's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So if you see me getting my picture taken.
I think when she gave it to me, I was
like,
oh my gosh.
Dead.
Like, it's really happening.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to end up together.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Married. And you like start sweating. You're like, fuck, what am I going to wear on my wedding day in 2 months? Oh my God. I love that. You know, I felt the same way. I was totally like, loved that.
I have to tell you this because it was the same house that my dad lived in when I got that poster. My gosh, I haven't thought about this for years. So my dad's family is from Santa Maria.
Okay.
Which is about an hour north of Santa Barbara.
Okay.
And that's where he grew up. So I remember, I think we were in the car one day and I think Motley Crue either came on the radio or he had a cassette.
Uh-huh.
And he mentioned he was so excited because I don't know that he was like a big fan of Motley, but liked them. And he said, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this. Vince, we're related to Vince Neil. I've never told you this.
What?
I think only, which we're not.
Okay.
And only Nikki knows this. So I'm like, oh, that's so cool. So he showed me, I remember it was the Smoking in the Boys Room
video. Yeah.
I mean, I barely remember this.
Right.
I must have been nine.
Yeah.
And so he showed me the video and how are we related to him? Well, he's like our cousin, but twice removed or by marriage.
Right.
And for my dad would kill me. But for years, he really like, he would go, oh, cousin Vince. Right. But never met him or anything.
Dad.
And so when Nikki and I, and then we after Nikki and I started dating, I'm like, I need to dig into this.
Yeah, because you're like, really I don't know if I'm his cause lead singer is my cousin.
And when we started dating, I'm like, are you close with Vince's family? I'm like, because I kind of want to figure this out. I think he was, what?
Yeah.
You guys are related.
Right.
But somehow through marriage and divorces.
Right.
It's like that his... I don't know. It's
like
far
a, like
removed.
A, like a third, fifth
and
cousin.
And I've tried to explain it to Vince.
Right.
And even my dad did.
Right.
And I think he was like, what? Vince it's like really, like... it's really easy to, for it to, like, it's very complicated.
Right.
So for it really not to make sense, but technically, Vince was somehow like, related by marriage dead. At one point.
How crazy.
Funny. Yeah.
And how fun, now, how funny is it that like, so your mom, is she like a devout Mormon, your mom? Mm-hmm. So when you started dating Nikki, who is from Motley Crue with tattoos and all that stuff, did she kind of freak out?
No. Oddly enough, no.
She didn't care?
No. But so ironically, my dad, who's had a more colorful
life,
he, you know, I thought it would be my mom's going to lose it.
Right.
And my dad's not really going to care.
Right.
No, it was the opposite.
Wow.
Yeah, because I think my mom didn't know. She's not like on Google and doing, you know, research and digging into Nikki's past.
Right.
So she really met him and just took him, which is a beautiful thing.
Right.
Took him for who he is standing in front of her. And so she really loved him.
Aw.
And my dad, as soon as he met Nikki, did too. Initially, you know, I wasn't going to introduce them until it was serious.
Right.
So I think because he knew the background of probably not so much Nikki, but just the band in general. That's scary.
Yeah.
That it's your only daughter.
And especially
only
because,
child, only daughter.
Yeah.
And that's, it's, it, it I.
And you were 25.
He was freaked out.
You were 25. That's so young to be, you know, like.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
How was your first date? Like when you guys went on your first date, was it awesome? Did you guys click right away?
Our first date was at the, here in Calabasas.
Was it? Which place?
It was where Toscanova is now.
Oh, was it something else? Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
But it was an Italian restaurant.
Aww.
Yeah. And so we were introduced by a mutual friend, but it wasn't a setup.
Uh-huh.
And at least, I don't know. Who knows what he told Nikki?
Right.
But for me, it wasn't.
Right.
It was more that I think you guys will hit it off as friends and you're very social.
Yeah.
And at that time, I was living in West Hollywood. I just moved back to LA from the East Coast. And our friend is in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, long story made short, getting ready. To go to, so first we were going to get coffee and then it turned into, which felt safe.
Yeah.
To meet someone that you
just meeting.
You've only spoken to over the phone.
Right.
And so it turned into dinner and I was getting all dolled up. I think my girlfriend came over or something to drop something off and she's like, where are you going? Oh, well, Nikki and I are going to dinner because I told her about him. She's like, you're totally going on a date. No, I'm not. It's just, nope.
Just
it's just like
hanging
a friendly thing. She's, okay, you're going on a date. I know you.
Yeah.
And you're all put together. And so I'll never forget driving on the 101.
Dude, how long is that drive?
It's far.
Holy
especially
shit.
In traffic.
Same thing. When I started dating Tommy, I was like, I almost don't think it's.
You're
I almost
cute,
don't think
but-
I'm going to. Exactly. How cute are you? Yeah. It's like 40 minutes on. Yeah. The 101 up to Calabasas.
That's with zero traffic.
With no traffic, yeah.
Yeah, which never happens,
never happens
unless it's 3 a.m.
So you're just sitting there and you're like foundations melting in
basically.
The sun. It's really fun.
So I had a lot of time to think.
Right.
Well, I guess this is a date.
Yeah.
And I think I do like him.
Were you nervous?
Probably as soon as I realized it was a date.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so I got out of my car. We met in the parking lot. It's like so fun whenever I go over there, seeing the exact aisle that I was parked on. And yeah, we just hit it off.
I love that. And then it was just like you just hung out and then you started talking, hanging out every day. And then you just like, it's like, that's it. That's so fun.
Well, actually, we were dating. We weren't, I mean, I kind of felt like we were exclusive because I wasn't seeing anyone else.
Yeah.
And neither was he, but we got in a fight and he was very, which he should be.
Yeah.
Very protective about his kids. And he had been through
a lot,
a divorce of a few, I don't know, maybe 5 years, four years before that. And they'd been through a lot. Mm-hmm. And as he should have been.
Yeah.
And he was really just trying to focus on being there for his kids and being super present when he's off the road. And so we got into a little bit of an argument. His nanny at the time had changed her plans multiple times in one weekend when he had the kids. And I had planned this whole dinner I was cooking, which like I didn't as a single girl, you're not cooking a lot. So it was a big deal going and getting Chilean sea bass at Whole Foods. And, you know, I went and bought all the ingredients and was going to bring everything up to his house to cook. And so the schedule kept getting changed. Mm-hmm. And I finally...
You were just like, dude.
Lost it. Yeah. Yeah. And so what happened was he said, okay, well, I'm going to... I'm so sorry. You know, I'm going to come into the city. Since the kids are at the, and I hadn't met the kids yet.
Yeah.
So since the kids are at the house this weekend, I'll come into the city, I think Sunday.
Yeah.
And we'll go out to lunch or whatever. I'll make it up to you. Right. Okay, cool. So the next day, so now this is, so it's been messed up once.
Yeah.
The next day he texts me, didn't call me. And something else happened with the nanny schedule.
Yeah.
That he, like, she had something to do. And I, you know, things get misinterpreted on text messages, but I basically said, how dare you not, call me and explain it. I'm an understanding person, but just like, you think an hour before you're supposed to be here, you're just going to shoot me a casual text?
Actually, I can't make it. You're already, the sea bass is like 5 minutes from being done.
But I was all getting ready and excited. And so just probably lost in translation.
Right.
What I meant, how he took it and read it was something totally different.
Right.
Basically, like, he took it, you know, your time with your kids doesn't matter. Something along those lines, which is not what I said or what I meant. So I think he was like, she doesn't get that I have a family. And and which I did.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so we just stopped talking.
Wow.
Yeah, for like almost a month.
Aww.
And then, and I was really, I realized how much I
really liked him. Yeah.
I mean, I was devastated.
Yeah.
And I was, okay, so I went to Miami for New Year's and that's where I just moved from. And I still had to go to my office and organize stuff. And so I went for New Year's. And of course, when you see someone that you've dated and you're not together anymore, you really want to put your best foot forward and like, oh, see what you're missing type thing.
Yeah.
No, I ran into him at LAX at 7:30 in the morning for like a really early flight, sweats, no makeup.
Just randomly ran into him? Stop.
Yeah.
That's fate though.
I know.
Because think about that.
I know.
That's crazy.
And he was taking his kids to Mexico. And I'm like, oh my gosh, trying to kind of,
hey, and you're like,
just a mess, trying to dodge him. Like, this is not what I pictured. Yeah. I pictured some, you know, running into him and
just being like, fancy seeing
you
here.
What was your name?
Yeah. Dead. Love
that. So that didn't happen. And all the kids are there too. So it's like,
stop. First time meeting them.
You know,
dead.
Like, oh, hi, I'm Courtney.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, it was just hilarious. Oh, yeah. So, I got on my plane and like my heart's
pounding.
And I think he texts me and this is the first time that we'd spoken.
Yeah.
And said something like, you know, you're a really great girl and hopefully we can stay friends, something like that, but not, oh, you know, I
miss you. It's so good to see you.
No, nothing like that. So I thought, well, that's a done deal.
Yeah.
And then I was in Miami and I got a text. So I don't know, God works in mysterious ways. I don't know what happened when he was in Mexico. I still don't know.
Yeah.
That he decided to revisit the idea of us being together. But so he reached out to me, and it was like a really cute text that he missed me.
Aww.
And I was totally taken aback.
Yeah.
And I got back to LA, and then I really made him work for it, because I was like, well, we can now I have the upper hand. Well, we can be friends.
Yeah.
But I'm you not said going you down to be this friends. Road again.
Yeah, we can be best friends.
Best friends.
I've benefits. Already made us bracelets. Dead.
So we went out to Sugarfish.
Uh-huh.
My favorite. And it was supposed to be just like a friendly dinner.
Uh-huh.
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
And that was sparks that was that. Fine. And then after we kind of got back together, it was like
that was it.
We both knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
But I was so upset when we weren't talking. I mean, if someone would have told me you're going to end up getting married and, you know, having a child together,
You would never have thought that.
No, I
wouldn't. No, I know, because it's like these guys are so, it's so funny. Like, even when I first started dating Tommy, he was dating me, Carmen Electra, some other girl, I forget her name, some random girl that he's known for years, and then some other girl he met on.
Oh, Raya. He was busy.
He was busy.
That's a busy bee.
He was busy. And he had just brought Carmen Electra with him to Coachella, and Coachella had just been over, and then we were talking the whole time, and then he like invited me to.
Wait, how was that for you?
What, knowing that like, he was dating so many other people? Well, I kind of like was like, it was weird because I was like, he's not my boyfriend, because we were just talking,
right?
You know, texting. He was texting me every day, sending me songs to listen to, texting me. You know, we were talking all day every day. We hadn't hung out. We had been planning to hang out. We hadn't hung out yet. So
oh,
I hadn't
okay.
hung out with him. He had been just messaging me. And then I see, you know.
Well,
I followed,
that's a bit easier.
Yeah, and I followed him on Instagram dating. And saw that he was, like, you know, bringing her to Carmen Electra to, you know, Coachella.
Invitation?
But he's still messaging me. And then, like, you know, he had two other girls I didn't even know about. But he was, like, you know, I was such a stalker. I could see whose pictures he was liking. That was when you could see whose pictures people liked on Instagram. You can't really do that anymore unless you, like, really look it up. Anyway.
Unless you're a real stalker.
Well, which I could still do because I am a real stalker. Don't fuck with me. Just kidding.
I believe that.
I am.
I believe that to be true.
So then finally we meet up at Pride, which was like, you know, Gay Pride West Hollywood, because he was playing drums and I was like doing like something there. I was doing like an event there. And we were both in VIP and like we hung out and then we just like clicked right away, right? Mm-hmm. But he lived in Calabasas. I lived in West Hollywood and he was still seeing the other girls while him and I were started seeing each other. So now it was like me and like three other girls all seeing Tommy at once. And I was like, this is crazy. But he like, he couldn't have been spending much time with them because he was spending most of his time with me. Cause I was like, there's not much time in a day and I'm going over there all the time.
See, that's such a weird place to,
dude, it
just
was
a different place
so
to be in because
weird.
There's nothing wrong with, you know, when you meet someone,
you're dating.
Casually dating.
You're just dating.
And,
yeah.
And many times I've been dating a couple people at once because
and you can't
it's not
make rules.
Serious.
Yeah, it's not serious. And
but those people at that point in my life, I wasn't on social media.
Yeah.
Or they weren't. Yeah. And so you don't, it's not in your face.
It was in my face. So I saw all the, and the worst part was I would come over after not seeing him for like 2 days. And then there'd be like, the girls were kind of tactical. They would leave shit. So like
sneaky.
In the bathroom, there'd be like a scrunchie or like a new shampoo or like a necklace. They would leave stuff. Like they were
I'm
like.
I'm sure they didn't leave diamonds.
No, not diamonds. But there was like a necklace, a scrunchie one time, a shampoo bottle. And then like him and I were like, you know, we were like getting to know each other better and better and getting along really well. And then I started becoming the one that was almost over every day. And then it became like. I was like, are you, oh, this is what happened. So then the two other girls were kind of dropping off, you know, but they were still messaging him all the time. I saw his phone like blowing up constantly. And then him and I went to sushi at Banzai Sushi.
I love that.
And we got papped. And then Carmen Electra calls him and she's like, what the fuck? Fuck you, you fucking asshole. I thought we were the only ones dating, blah, blah, blah. She thought he was just dating her. She didn't even know about the other girls. She didn't know about me. She didn't know about the two other girls. I knew about everybody. I was like, okay, I know about this bitch. I know about this.
Yeah, you knew.
I was like taking it like levels, like who I got to get rid of. I'm like, all right, we beat level one. But I didn't think I was ever going to beat out Carmen Electra. I'm like, that bitch is so hot.
She is hot.
You're hot, Carmen. I still like her, whatever. She can hate me if she wants. But anyway, so, and I love Dave Navarro. I love him. I've had him on the podcast. Oh, right. I love Dave like crazy. So, she freaked out, so she was off. So it's like fucking, she unfollowed him, blocked him, check, whatever, gone. So one gone. I'm like, only two more levels to beat. You know what I mean? So then there was these two other girls and one girl he had known for years since him and Pam had broken up.
How old was she?
She was pretty. She was probably 40s, cute. He had known her and she said she was like the girl that he always called like in between girlfriends.
I'm sure she would love to
know that. So she was the girl that he would call in between girlfriends all the time. And then the other girl was some girl that he met on Raya.
Which is
the dating app where I met him. And it's just like an exclusive dating app. It's like so lame.
I remember.
It's so lame. And then the other girl was another girl he met on there. And he said she was insane. He had brought her to like Vegas with him. And he's like, she was crazy, like he had to have his bodyguard remove her from his hotel room in Vegas. So she was crazy, but she was still sending him like sexy pictures and all the stuff. So then, I remember their names, but I'm not going to say it. So then finally I said to him, I mean, it'd been like a month of us like spending a lot of time together. And I was like, you know, I don't know if like you're still seeing these other girls or what, but like he really couldn't have been because it was like I was hanging out with him all the time at that point. But it was kind of like I just kind of said to him, like, you want to be together or you want to keep doing this? Because I'm like in my 30s, you know, I just turned 30. And I was like, I kind of just want to meet someone cool and have like a good relationship. I'd already been single for like a year and a half and after getting out of a crazy abusive relationship. And then he was like, yeah, no, I just want to date you. And so then he texts the other girls. This is the funny part. He texts the other girls, I'm seeing someone seriously now, and so this isn't gonna work anymore. Okay, so then the one girl is like, okay, whatever.
Which that's a nice thing to do,
right?
Instead of he did people.
Yeah,
off.
He was really nice.
Yeah,
the one girl, the Raya girl, was like, okay, bye, kind of. But she would still send like lingerie pics while we were dating, which was kind of weird. And you ended up having to block her. But anyway,
I so don't get that.
I don't get it either.
It's
so disrespectful.
And the girls' club.
Same.
Girls have to stick together.
And if someone tells me they're seeing someone, like,
a little
what
desperate
mindset would you ever go, okay, here's a titty pic? Like, that's insane to me, but that was the crazy one.
Okay.
That he had to have kicked out of his hotel room. And then the other girl was the girl that he's known for years, and she goes, well, do you guys ever need a third? Girl. I was like, skirt, what? Like, she was like, tell her, she's like,
definitely not with you.
Yeah, she was like, I'm down to like join. And Tommy told me, and we were like laughing, and he was like, no, she's crazy. Like, that was it. But like, fucking nightmare, dude. Isn't it kind of crazy?
And now you've been married for 2 years.
2 years and been together 4, which is crazy. It's been 4 already. Yeah, we got together in 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21. 2017, we started dating. June 2017.
Sure.
Yeah. Because then we were engaged for a year, and then we've been married for 2 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? I have the picture
like
when
I've
we
known
first
you that
dated.
Long.
I know. 2017.
I was so excited when I first met you.
I know. It's so, you know, it's so interesting because they've had such like crazy lives. And like, I'm just so glad I have Tommy at this point in his life. And I know you probably feel that way with Nikki, right? Mm-hmm. It's like,
I mean, other points in his life, well, A, it wouldn't have made sense just with our age difference and you two. But even if we were closer in age, it would have been fun
at
a few different points. Like, but it wouldn't have lasted.
I don't think I would have been able to handle Tommy in his 30s. Yeah. Like, I'm already so tired. And he has
a lot of energy. Nikki, too. I can barely keep up.
I'm like, where do they get it from? Are they like, they're
just young spirit,
young as fuck. Like, he has a younger spirit than me. I need like 10 hours of sleep a night. He needs like 6. He's up. He's making coffee. He's cutting bonsai trees. He's making music. I'm like, my hair is all fucked up. I'm like, where's the, I can't even have a, like, I can't even drink coffee. I'm just like, I have anxiety. I'm like an old woman, and he's
is
like,
"Is your
young.
Mama silly?
So
she's
silly.
A silly goose.
She's like, yeah, this bitch is crazy. Silly. She's like, help me, dead." But I mean, it's just so crazy because I'm just so glad I got him at this point, because I don't think I could have handled Tommy and his sister. He even says it. He's like, "I was a firecracker, like up all night, get up early. Like I can't even hang right now. I fall asleep during a movie.
I know.
I'm like an old woman." Anyway,
yeah, I'm with you.
I love having you here.
I know.
Oh my gosh. This was fun.
So fun. And your new puppy.
Oh, Teeny the Weenie. Guys, you've seen pictures of Teeny the Weenie. She's Teeny the Weenie on Instagram.
She's the cutest. She's this big.
Yeah, she's so cute. And make sure.
But you're the cutest.
Nina the Weenie.
But she's really cute too.
And Nina the Weenie's a good girl. She's my podcast pup. But guys, make sure to follow Courtney, if you don't already, on Instagram to keep up to date on everything that she has going on in her life. She's, you know, got your beautiful pictures of your family on there and the bouquet box and everything that you're doing. And it's just how to girl on Instagram with a two, the numeric two, not a, you know, not spelled out. So how to girl on Instagram. And then if you guys want to check out the bouquet box situation, which is amazing, just www.bouquetbox.com. Bouquet is B-O-U-Q-U-E-T. For those of you that don't know how to spell it, because fuck, some people are, how do you spell bouquet? Where's the K?
Don't, you know what? I spell it all day long and still sometimes I leave out
yourself.
The U.
It's that word.
One of the U's.
It's that word that you, like, it's like a weird word, like necessary. Like, you're like, how many S's, how many C's? You know,
definitely. I still can't spell definitely.
No.
It's ever.
It's ridiculous.
Like, you think I would figure out how to spell it after all these years? Nope.
But yeah, I mean, definitely check that out and keep up with them on there, because she's always got cool stuff going on on her Instagram and always posting really great pics of, you know, you guys are always having fun. And the baby is just, if you're having a rough day and you want to see someone who's living pure joy, it's Ruby. She's dancing and living her best.
Dancing at a
she's just living her best life, Ruby. So.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm so glad we finally did this.
This is so fun. And make sure to stay tuned next week, guys, for another episode of Worst First. I love you all. Thanks for listening.
Bye.